Following the announcement of a ceasefire deal, Palestinians poured into the street, marking a moment they have long waited after two consecutive years of an unprecedented and devastating Israeli war. The war has brought widespread destruction to homes and infrastructure, created conditions of hunger and starvation, and forcibly displaced hundreds of thousands of families across the tiny coastal enclave. Adnan Musleh is a resident of the central Gaza Strip. He has been displaced at a tent in a shelter school for a year now.
We just hope that they will start allowing us to travel abroad, especially for the sick patients. Some of our family members are in Egypt and Turkey, and we look forward to reuniting with them. Unfortunately, the authorities have been imposing a travel embargo on us.
According to local estimates, more than 70% of the territory's residential homes have been either completely or partially destroyed by airstrikes and bombardments. But Israel says the strikes have targeted the Islamist Hamas party. Abu Tamer Kadesh, an elderly resident of Rafah in southern Gaza, has lost both his homes, one in Rafah and another in Gaza City. He is now displaced in the central Gaza Strip after the Israeli army ordered the evacuation of Gaza City's population 4 weeks ago.
I believe reconstruction won't be seen for at least 20 years because of the scale of destruction is enormous. Even Berlin during World War II wasn't as devastated as the Gaza Strip.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians have lost their jobs and become hostages to hunger. Among them is Abdullah Hamad.
I hope life will return to normal and that we'll have access to jobs. We can never accept the return of war. It's gone. And we pray it never comes back.
The United Nations says about 90% of Gaza's schools have been turned into shelters, leaving more than 600,000 students without access to education. But Hima Amjad still has hope.
I want to go back to school. I've missed it so much. I'm in fifth grade, and for 2 years I haven't seen my friends or my teacher.
On Thursday, Israel and Hamas reached a ceasefire deal in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, brokered with help from the United States, Egypt, and Qatar. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that peace could prevail not only in Gaza, but throughout the Middle East. The agreement stipulates that Hamas will release 48 Israeli hostages, 20 alive and 28 deceased, beginning next Sunday. In return, Israel is to release 1,700 Palestinian prisoners, along with 250 others serving long sentences. A second phase of negotiations is expected to address Gaza's future, including reconstruction and the administration of the territory, with Hamas to be disarmed and removed from governance. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.